One of Alaska's saddest distinctions is its continuing high level of domestic violence cases, one of the highest in the nation. But a new partnership against domestic violence in Anchorage is proving effective enough that the federal government wants to see it duplicated elsewhere in the state. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
In 2005, four public and private organizations struggling against domestic violence created the Anchorage Domestic Violence Prevention Project. Judy Corbell, executive director of Abused Women Aid in Crisis, AWAKE, described Friday's press conference as a happy exception to normally doleful announcements on domestic violence.
This is good news. We're doing something effective. We enjoy a very strong and healthy partnership with the Anchorage Police Department, the Division of Health and Human Services, and the Prosecutor's Office.
The director of the Municipal Department of Health and Human Services, Diane Engel, relayed some specific accomplishments of the partnership.
The number of defendants charged with violating conditions of release has increased by 50%. The number of arrests for violations of conditions of release has increased by 20%. And the number of unlawful contacts where perpetrators violate conditions of release and contact the victim has decreased by 75%.
Anchorage Police Chief Rob Hune added more positive results dating from the beginning of APD's proactive approach.
Since the initiation of the project in October of 2006 through this August, there have been 930 compliance checks conducted. 132 individuals were rearrested for failing to comply with the conditions of bail. That's over 14% of the contacts that we made.
The big difference is that thanks to the partnership, APD officers now have access to the probationary requirements of the defendants. Joanne Chung, with the Municipal Prosecutor's Office, says three clerks are assigned to enter into a database all the probationary requirements as soon as a judge issues them.
When officers on patrol have then random contact either by a traffic incident or response to any kind of a disturbance with these defendants and or victims, there is a flag when they look up the person's criminal history.
The defendant doesn't even have to be with or threatening the victim. If the terms of the probation say no drinking alcohol and he stopped for a DUI, that's grounds to revoke his domestic violence probation and he goes to jail. Chung says the prosecutor's office also keeps victims appraised of all court and hearing schedules. Health and Human Services Director Engel says because of the partnership's success, the Federal Office on Violence Against Women has given the department $750,000 to expand the project statewide. William Stafford is one of two APD officers assigned to perform no-notice compliance checks. He says those checks are causing some accused aggressors to change old habits.
Once they bail out, they say, hey, we're here to check on you, make sure you're following their conditions of release. We find them there at the house with the victim, and we arrest them, and they are very surprised that we're out there checking now.
Perhaps even more important, the new project is changing victim behavior.
They're more willing to, number one, report the assault initially, and they're more willing to follow through with the prosecutors. In the past, they would sometimes recant because of fear of reprisals from the person who assaulted them.
Despite this progress, Anchorage domestic violence rates remain high. The partnership has recorded well over 3,200 domestic violence cases since October 2006. Over 2,100 involved children. AWAKE statistics show it sheltered nearly 1,500 victims in 2007, about half being children. This is Len Anderson.